Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's cue the video.
Ever wonder what a $1 million house looks like?
Don't care. Jeff Bezos sold $8.5 billion in Amazon shares in the last 2 weeks. Jamie Dimon sells $125 million of JP Morgan stock. And this is the first time he ever sold since 2006. Honestly, guys, something's cooking, especially with the stock market at all-time highs. Mark Zuckerberg sold $428 million of Meta, aka Facebook stock, in just 2 months. And you have politicians dumping stocks like Apple, Microsoft, and Google. I'm telling you guys, something fishy is going on.
All right. So, peace to Shaka, boss.
Yes. Strength and guidance.
Yes. and shout out to the guy that made the video. I don't know his name, but it's pretty entertaining. Starts out with the real estate agent. That was an interesting segue to talk about stocks. But, Jeff, attention getting for sure. Jeff Bezos selling stocks, Mark Zuckerberg selling stocks. Long story short, all these high executives are selling their stocks, and mm-hmm. Jamie Dimon selling stocks. So, you know, word on the street is that this is the sign that the stock market crash is coming. Maybe Robert Kiyosaki was right after all.
Shout out to him.
So, yeah, this is what the people on social media are saying, and it's picking up momentum. So what's the thoughts on a lot of the stocks being sold during this time?
At first, I wasn't concerned, but then when the Vanguard CEO stepped down, and I know he had been there for some time, but that concerned me. Do I think the entire market is going to crash? No. The market is permanently rigged to stay up. Vanguard and BlackRock even have an exposure to the real estate market. Like, think about it like this. A stock market company began to invest in real estate, and BlackRock, Larry Fink came and took over crypto to hedge. So if the market did go down, they would be safe on the public stock market. But when Zuckerberg got to selling shares and Bezos began selling shares at scale and the Vanguard CEO stepped down, I'm like, something is coming. I don't know what it is yet. I think it is definitely a hedge for them. I think the biggest concern may be what happens post presidential election cycle. They're going to keep everything up until the election. And then after that, the truth is going to come out. December could be bloody. That January could be bloody. Even with TikTok, the one thing that everyone in Congress can agree upon is to ban TikTok. But if TikTok becomes in vogue, it may put some pressure on Meta. I think there is something coming that the powers to be and the 1% of the 1% know that we don't know yet. But I don't think most of us should be selling our stocks for sure. But I will put a lot tighter stops along the way amongst NVIDIA, AMD, Apple, Microsoft as a result. So something is coming. I don't know what yet, but keep your eyes tuned to this channel and Blackout, and we'll tell you what to do in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like 2021. So when we heard about CEO selling shares, it felt like there was a pandemic run-up. And at the end of 2021, starting 2022, we start to hear, well, I guess fourth quarter, we start to see more CEOs taking profit, selling shares. And then 2022, we saw NASDAQ, we saw the market crash. You know, everything dropped down over 20%. I think NASDAQ got up to 32%. But this, I mean, you think about the economic factors that were playing then that aren't the same now, right? Interest rates are coming down. Unemployment is down. Inflation is down. We are in the presidential cycle. I mean, if we're looking at a trend, it doesn't appear that something as far as a pullback or a correction is upon us. But like you said, that 1% of the 1%, they know something.
And Apple not doing well is a sign.
And, yeah, Apple not doing well. That's a reversal, right? Because we got so accustomed to when Apple performs, the market performs. And now, like we said, last week, that when NVIDIA performs, the market performs. So when we see NVIDIA pull back, we saw obviously the market pull back. But it just feels different. It just feels different from 2021. It was like, here are the warning signs, here are the warning signs, here are the warning signs. Oh, here we go. And January happens, and then it's indicated for the whole year. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm with you. I don't know what it is. But if I'm looking at trends, I don't think it's immediate. I don't think it happens in 2024.
It probably happened in 2025. And once again, the bond market has been down since 2020 and no one's talking about it. It's like one of them dead bodies King Von caught and is just in the basement rotting. Like,
pray for the family.
The bond market has barely moved. And then gold, of course, is moving. Bitcoin is moving. So there's elation there from the crypto side. But gold used to be a hedge against the market dropping. Gold is hitting all-time highs. Now they're kind of changing the Magnificent Seven and replace FANG with BANG, Bitcoin, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Something is coming. I can't put my finger on it. We have to factor in that Japan avoided a recession. The Nikkei is doing well, but the Chinese stock market is still not recovering. Doing the best. Yes.
Recovering. How much weight do you do put on the inverted yield curve? I know that was one of those factors.
A ton.
Right?
And it's still inverted.
Should we ignore? Are we just to ignore it?
That's kind of like when a dude get caught up cheating and be like, baby, it wasn't really nothing. Like, of course, they're going to say what they need to until election time. Then they're going to come out with the truth. Inverted yield curve. And then I know we talked about debt to GDP ratio and know everyone act like it didn't matter. I want to say it again. Every 110 days, we owe another $1 trillion. I'm not a damn economist, but if I owed $1 trillion every 110 days, I would want to end it all. How do you work your way out? Like, you got, like, your obligation is $1 trillion every 100 days. What are we talking about? And notice, even now, Zuckerberg went to the wedding in India, put on a drip, look good with him and his wife. No major CEOs are talking right now. It's getting scary. It's getting scary. Jensen looks happy. CEO of AMD looks happy. Lilly looks happy, right? But everyone else, I think they are a little bit panicked. And if we're going to be honest, the gig economy that we've been in for the last 10 years, that's softening as well. I think, like I said, Dara's done a great job at Uber turning that business around. But like, I know they keep saying that the inflation is not going to be that bad and the job market is recovering. It doesn't feel like it. I've had 5 people in the past week text me like, hey, I'm about to be evicted. The job market isn't as great as everyone's saying. And then if we look, the diversity and inclusion, the numbers came out. They only gave $23 million to black startups last year. So this year, it'll probably be $8 million. Like, we're in a real crisis. Real time. Like, this is why this show is so important. Check out the episode that you guys have tomorrow. Like, that's why all those episodes are so important. Shout out to the queen that does venture capital. Amazing episode, like how she told her story to navigate, you know, that jungle. That's another area that we have to crack to be able to fund our own projects that we love with people that look like us. But there is a real crisis going on when, like, if you look at a staple company like Macy's has not done well since 2016. Retail is damn near dead. Most fast food is dead. Kellogg's floundering. Without crypto, I'll say it again, I don't think the banks would be doing that well. They don't want to talk about New York Community Bank falling apart. JP's doing well. Shout out to y'all boosting Ethereum up. But most of the banks are not doing, like, if you look at Bank of America, they are at 35.17 off that low of 26 bucks. But they've been in the range forever. Like, their last high was in 2006. Moynihan's a great CEO, but an entire sector of banking is floundering. Retail is floundering. Fast food is floundering. Education is worse than it has been the last 15 years. We got to have the conversation. Is the traditional MBA worthless or dead or dying? Like, major pillars of our society are going to the wayside. And everyone's like, no, it's fine. We got seven stocks holding everything up.
Yeah. Well, some retail. Right. Because, I mean, we'll talk about Costco later, but there are some sectors in retail that are performing. If you look at Costco, if you look at Target, if you look at Walmart, right. These, if you look over the past 3 months, they've had a nice rebound, or the last 6 months, they've had a nice rebound. So yeah, you're starting to see some areas, or I guess those would be the cream rising to the top. Right. Like, you're starting to see specific companies inside of a sector that are performing well. So not all hope is not dead.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, the golden rule in life is buy low, sell high. So I mean, we're at all-time highs. A presidential election is coming. It's going to be a very contentious election. So from just a common sense standpoint, if you're a CEO and you made billions of dollars, why would you not want to sell? And look
big
at
facts.
But you could always buy back.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the dip. So yeah, stocks will, it's not like they're going to just keep going up forever. Stock market's overinflated relative to the economy. So, I mean, it's just common sense. If I was in a situation where I had $30 billion that I made from stocks, yeah, why not?
Fuck, buy the dip. I'm a dip out, sell.
So, like, so yeah, I mean, I think, but like I said, that's important for people to understand. Like, you know, I don't think it's so much of a conspiracy theory or anything like that. I think that it's a common sense play. They're seeing the global economy, they're seeing the U.S. economy, and they're seeing the stock market, and they're saying, okay, this is probably a good time to exit stage left. Let's at the very least wait it out, see what can happen. And deploy our capital into other places, sit on the sideline. Cash is always king. Yep. And, you know, we can always get back in later, because even if it continues to go up, it's going to come back. It's going to come down.
Mm-hmm. It's going to come back down
at some point. So it's like, all right, well, this is an opportunity to wait it out. So
take profit.
When you see people taking money out, that's because they think it's going to go down. You don't take money out if you think it's going to continue to go up. That's just common.
Absolutely. It's common sense.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.